Welcome to episode 375 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing has stayed the same, and that's the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Laura, Lindsay, and Donna. We all knew this day was coming.
Oh, I really thought for sure you were going to be like, we're all passionate about Pittsburgh.
I should have done that. So I finally get to do my episode on all things Pittsburgh. Yay! No one else is cheering? Yay!
No, nobody else is cheering.
This is going to be torture.
We're going back to our two truths and a lie theme so I can school the group on why everyone should take a visit to this city. So let's get started. So Laura, I don't know if you've done one of these. Okay, so you're nodding. They can't hear you nodding.
Yes.
I'm going to read three statements, and then you guys are going to try to pick out which one is the lie. All right. So we ready? Y'all ready to learn?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that.
All
right. So Pittsburgh is a city of firsts. The first World Series was played in Pittsburgh in 1903. The first commercial radio station in the world started in Pittsburgh in 1920. And the first visit to the U.S. from a Catholic pope started in Pittsburgh in 1965. So, Laura, I haven't talked to you in a while. So, what do you think? Which one do you think is the lie?
Catholic pope.
Do you want to elaborate on that? You said that very fast.
Well, because I think that he would come to New York City before he would come to Pittsburgh.
Well, Pittsburgh is very Catholic, but okay. Donna, what do you think?
I'm thinking it's the radio station. Because again, I'm thinking radio probably got started in like New York City.
Y'all think New York is just something.
No, it's New York.
I thought radio started in Cincinnati. WKRP. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, Lindsay, what do you think?
Okay, wait, as much as it kills me to do this, it was the World Series, radio, the first radio station, and or the first pope visit to the U.S.
Yes.
I'm at a loss here because I want to say the World Series wasn't Pittsburgh, but I'm going to go with the Pope because I trust Laura. Like, she's the most knowledgeable.
Okay, so
I'm just thinking like air, you know, like if the Pope's going to fly in, he's probably not going to fly into Pittsburgh. I'm just thinking logically.
Logically, yeah. He probably would have landed in New York.
He's going to fly into Kennedy or IAD, maybe Chicago.
Maybe
okay, you're yeah. Right. It's the Pope. He started his tour in New York City. But yes, the first World Series was played in Pittsburgh, 1903, and the first radio station, KDKA Pittsburgh, it's still there. So,
yes. Very nice, Sandy. I've never heard you sing.
Oh, thank you. I don't do it often, but all right. So we all know that Pittsburgh is, well, you guys might know that Pittsburgh is famous for three rivers. So the three rivers that meet in downtown Pittsburgh are the Nantahala, the Ohio, and the Allegheny. So Lindsay, I'll go to you first. Which one is not?
The Ohio?
I don't know. Okay. Donna, what do you think?
I'm thinking the Ohio too.
Wow. All right. Laura, I think you know this.
The Nantahala does not.
See, we should let her go first.
Yeah. What did you say?
Laura's
Laura?
Got to carry us.
Nantahala is in North Carolina.
Yeah, Nantahala is in North Carolina. So the Monongahela and the Allegheny meet up to form the Ohio River. And the Monongahela, this is a fun fact, is one of the only rivers in the world that flows north or south to north. So
they told you
go
in the what was that CLIA thing that we went to, remember?
Oh, the one in Baltimore?
American Cruise Line, they talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. And there are, like, the river cruises will do, like, they do an extension that goes to Pittsburgh, too.
They do?
You can visit. Oh, you can also ride.
Because I don't remember seeing it in an itinerary, but now I got to go back and look if it's an extension.
Yeah, it's not like a main port. It's like a, it's like an excursion port. But you can also do the Good Ship Lollipop, which is a lot of fun. And they have, you can park like on one side of the river and take the ferry across for like Pirates games and stuff. So
am I going to regret asking what the Good Ship Lollipop is?
Well, really? It's a Shirley Temple movie.
I know, but the she said it like it was.
But everybody doesn't know what the Good Ship Lollipop is?
No, Sandy, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that our four, maybe five listeners.
It's like a, well, you remember when we were in New Orleans and we did the dinner cruise? It's like that.
Yeah.
Paddle wheeler.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they do like, like they'll do Christmas cruises and, you know, like they do things. It's very family oriented, obviously, but
a lot of candy on board,
a lot of drinks. There's a bar. We didn't have any candy. We
drinks. In Harrisburg, we have one called the Pride of the Susquehanna.
Just oh, like there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool.
You know, I bet, Lindsay, if you went to Pittsburgh, you'd really like it. And
I probably would love it.
You have to eat your words.
Mm-hmm. I've never said anything bad about Pittsburgh. My only
you're saying anything good about Pittsburgh.
I've never said anything bad or good. I've just moaned over Sandy's constant comparing Pittsburgh to, like, I don't know, France and Tahiti. And
speaking of France, you know, everywhere I'm just going to throw this in really quickly because it's kind of funny. But we were just, Chris and I were just in Paris for our anniversary. And we did a tour of Versailles. And when our tour guide was driving us back to our hotel, she drove us past the Eiffel Tower. And she was trying to point out the best place to view the Eiffel Tower, which is actually across the Seine. So when she was coming across this one bridge, she's like, so you turn towards that bridge down there. And the bridge, me and Chris both went, oh, that looks like a Pittsburgh bridge. So we're like, we'll walk back down and we'll turn towards the Pittsburgh Bridge and then we'll go like towards the
Exhibit A, Laura.
We did. But he did it too. It wasn't just me. It was him too. All right.
Pittsburgh, I'm sure, is a lovely city full of lots of great food and lots of breweries and places that I'm sure I would absolutely love to see, museums and things like that. But at least maybe if we go to Pittsburgh, maybe if we go to Pittsburgh, Sandy will point to things and compare it to other parts of the world.
Okay, what's the third one?
All right, here we go. Pittsburgh can lay claim to being the home of the Big Mac, the Model T, and the polio vaccine. Okay, I guess I'll call on Donna. Sorry.
I'm thinking that is not where the Model T came from. Since, okay, you know, Ford was in Dearborn, Michigan.
All right. Laura, what do you think?
I'm with Donna. Model T. Lindsay? I think the vaccine is from Pittsburgh.
I'm with Donna.
But I know that I don't think the Model T is from Pittsburgh.
You guys are right. Model T was Detroit. But yeah, Big Mac. Thank you, Pittsburgh. Oh, polio vaccine. I guess that's probably more important than the Big Mac.
Depends on who you ask.
One will kill you and one will save you. So,
all right. Famous Pittsburghers include Tom Hanks, Christina Aguilera, and Andy Warhol. Lindsay, what do you think?
Wait, so Tom Hanks, Christina Aguilera, and Andy Warhol. Mm-hmm. I guess I always thought Andy Warhol was a New York City guy. I don't know a lot about Andy Warhol, so I'm gonna say Andy Warhol was not. So that's gotta be the lie.
All right, Laura, what do you think?
Tom Hanks, Andy Warhol, and
Christina Aguilera.
I'm gonna say Tom Hanks.
All right, Donna.
And I'll be the odd man and I'll say Christina Aguilera.
All right,
Laura, this is, of course, a big shot in the dark.
So, yeah, Tom Hanks was born in California, I think. Andy Warhol, there's a Warhol Museum in downtown Pittsburgh, and it's fabulous. Oh, and if you looked at my photo albums when I'm in Pittsburgh posting things, you would say...
You know how much we actually look at your pictures.
Do you know how many millions of pictures of Pittsburgh that probably is back buried in those albums? That was probably taken and put up there long before I met you.
Actually, the last time we went was 2 years ago. We were there for a wedding, and there's some really funny pictures in there of the kids with some of the exhibits that, they were good. All right. So now we're going to talk about some of the cool things to do in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So some of the coolest things to do in Pittsburgh include, number one, ride the incline up to Mount Washington to get a great view of the city. Or number two, climb to the top of the East End Bridge for an awesome view of Heinz Field. Or number three, visit an amusement park that first opened in the 1800s. So Laura, let's go to you first this time.
This is what's not true?
Right.
The incline.
Okay. Lindsay, what do you think?
I remember you talking about an amusement park. I just can't remember if it opened in the 1800s or not. I'm going to say the amusement park is the lie, just because I don't know. I don't know anything about any of these.
Well, I know there's an old amusement park in Pennsylvania, but I don't know if it's in Pittsburgh, called Nobles.
Okay. Donna?
Going with Mount Washington because it's in Vermont.
Okay. You can ride the incline up Mount Washington in Pittsburgh. Actually, there are two inclines. There's the one where Mount Washington, and then there's the Duquesne incline, and they are actually used by people who commute. Like you can, like people who work in the city take the incline up and down. And there was actually also a girl who like tried to climb the tracks of the incline one night after she got drunk and the incline was closed when she was trying to go home. And they had to go up and rescue her because it looks like a ladder, but it's really is like the side of a mountain. So yes, there are two inclines in Pittsburgh. I actually meant to say the West End Bridge, which is close to Heinz Field, but that's the lie. You can't actually climb on top of the bridge. And the amusement park I'm referring to is Kennywood, and it opened in 1899.
Oh, okay.
Kennywood.
And that is a really great park too. Like some of the roller coasters, it's got some really good wooden roller coasters still. They backed like to the 1920s and they're phenomenal. So
I guess I always thought that like Kennywood was Kenny Rogers' version of Dolly.
Oh, it was there way before Dolly Parton.
I don't know. How would I know?
You would know that.
A lie.
If you looked at my photo album,
Kennywood, the version of Dolly was.
I was there 2 years ago too.
I do remember that.
Thank you, Donna. All right. We can't talk about Pittsburgh without talking about the sports teams. So here we go. Number one, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Woo-woo, they were the first team to win 3, 4, 5, and 6 Super Bowls. The Pittsburgh Pirates hold the record for the most losing seasons in any major sport with a losing record of 20 straight years. Or the Pittsburgh Penguins have been playing.
Are you sure you're not talking about the Detroit Lions?
The Pittsburgh Penguins have been playing hockey since the late 1920s. So, Laura, let's get to you first again.
Well, it's not the Steelers. So now I have to choose between the baseball team. It's not the Penguins. What's the other one?
The Pirates hold the record for the most losing seasons in any major sport with a losing record for 20 straight years.
What's the Penguins one?
The Pittsburgh Penguins have been playing hockey since the late 1920s.
I'll say that's a lie.
All right. Lindsay, what do you think?
I'm going to go with... There's I think there's a longer losing record than 20 years. So the Pirates.
All right, Donna.
I think I'm going to go with the Pirates because I don't think they've been losing for 20 some years.
So the Pirates did hold that record. They finally had a winning season.
See, I am just batting 1,000 on this one.
In like 2013, they finally had a winning season. But yeah, for 20 years, they didn't have a winning season, which is funny because people still go to the games, you know, and they really do like show up and support their team.
Yeah, so but the lie is the city of underdogs. So they just want to keep.
Well, underdog it's actually more to do with how they traded all their players that are good. Wow. Because they don't want to pay them. But the Steelers, they have won 6 Super Bowls, but they were not the first team to win 5. San Francisco was the first team to win 5. So that was a lie. The Pittsburgh Steelers was a lie. Okay,
yeah. The Louisville.
Although I think I might have messed up on this because the Pittsburgh Penguins have been playing hockey, but they used to not be called the Penguins. At first, they were called the Pirates. So I could take either of those two as the lie. But my intention was the Steelers.
I only got one wrong, so I'm representing.
Yeah, the Baltimore Orioles hold the record at 21 games. Phillies were 23 games. And
that's not the games, though. I'm talking the season. Like, you play 80 games in the season and you lose more than 40, so that your average is under 50%.
See, anything that involves math, I'm out.
Well, it's a pretty really crazy record, and it's a little hard to believe, but it was true. Yeah, I remember that was like most of my life that was going on. All right, so now we're going to talk about the food. This is the last one. So, see, Lindsay, I think you should be able to get this one. So. Oh, you at least should know one of these. Okay. Pittsburgh has some pretty distinctive cuisine. You've probably heard of the Permanti Brothers, where you get your French fries on your sandwich, but a Pittsburgh salad also comes with French fries on top of it. Number two, when Donald Trump was visiting during the 2016 campaign, he visited Eaton Park, which is kind of like a diner, Shoney's type place there, but called the restaurant Smiley Cookie in his tweet because of their signature cookies. And a staple in any Pittsburgh fridge is chipped roast beef, which makes awesome sandwiches. So Donna, I don't think I've gone to you first yet. Well, not in a while.
I think I might have to go with the Pittsburgh salad, not having fries, because I love chipped beef and that's like one of my favorite things, but they didn't call it that. They call it SOS. So I'm going to go with number one about the fries on your salad.
All right, Laura, what do you think?
That's right. As a Pennsylvanian, I know that's right. I didn't get it when I first moved here. It's like salad and french fries. That's like a moron. Getting me healthy and I get a salad. So the chip beef, and then the other one was the Donald Trump thing.
Yep. Yeah, he called Smiley Cookie.
Oy. I'll go with chip beef.
All right, Lindsay.
Well, I know number one is correct because
does that make sense now?
Yeah, we ate there in Florida. Makes no sense. And I would like to think, I think the chip beef is correct, which means you're lying about something about the Donald Trump tweet, which makes no sense because it sounds like something that would have happened. I don't know. Trump?
So the Trump thing is true. He did tweet out that he was eating at Smiley Cookie. And I don't know how he won Pennsylvania after he did that. But yeah, and the salad, yeah, the French fries on your salad, that is a thing, which is crazy. So the Pittsburgh staple is not chipped roast beef, it's really chipped ham.
Oh, chipped ham. Okay.
Yeah. So yay.
I think I got one right out of all of those.
You win a trip to Pittsburgh. Yay!
I guess I need it the most of all of you.
It is a fun city, though. I've always loved it. My kids love it. They love doing stuff.
I feel like we need an Outlander trip to Pittsburgh with Sandy, just so she can have her.
Well, you could stop and see me on the way, and I'm near Hershey's in Gettysburg, so.
Yeah, and we'll compete.
I'd love to go to Gettysburg.
I've been to Hershey and Gettysburg. And
Lancaster. And.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. Pennsylvania is awesome.
Got to go have my whoopie pies while I'm up there.
I feel like
I'm becoming pretty inept at making, or not inept, pretty. I'm becoming pretty successful at making whoopie pies. I got a
inept, yeah.
I got a pumpkin whoopie pie lesson. So.
Oh,
that sounds yummy.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Lindsay, Laura, and myself, Sandy, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.